Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Nichols, the investor coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. I say good morning. It depends on when you're listening to this, I guess. It's morning for me right now as I'm recording this. Today, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant, if you'll indulge me. I'm going to share with you an idea that has enriched my life for many, many years, that I learned many years ago from a very wise individual. And I'm going to share it with you today and hope that it may offer you the same kind of growth personally that it's availed to me. And as a result, I'll have to say things are good and better as a result. And what is that? Well, the 11th commandment. I live by something called the 11th commandment. Obviously, most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the 10 commandments. But the 11th commandment is, thou shall not fake thyself out. And if you do, shame on you. Thou shall not fake thyself out. And if you do, shame on you. You know, my dad used to have this saying, lie to me once, shame on you. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't know where that came from. But, you know, I've often found that it never really is a mystery why people are where they are, whether it be physically, financially, mentally. And I know that's kind of hard and seems like kind of a strong, hard statement. It may seem even void of compassion. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just really honest with yourself, don't fake yourself out, ask yourself empowering questions, things really can be endured or aren't that tough. And I'll give you different examples. From a financial planning perspective, I'll have people that are come in that maybe live in paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, understand I'm not coming from a viewpoint of judgment. It's an observation that I've made and that I've applied logically and thought through in my life. And I realize that the fact that people aren't honest with themselves often brings on the strife that they could avoid if they'd just be honest with themselves. A great example in the financial arena, as I was starting to say, is in buying a home. Some people are living paycheck to paycheck to live in another and to live in a certain home. Now, oftentimes, it may not be the creature comfort aspect of owning that home that they really can't afford. In fact, I think the subprime thing was a whole, or the credit crunch, the whole Fannie Mae thing was an example of people keeping up with the Joneses. Isn't it interesting, vanity? Isn't it interesting that people will live paycheck to paycheck, they'll be stressed out financially to buy a home or to buy a toy or something they really don't want or need with money they really don't have to impress people they really don't even like? You know, it's interesting to me. It's never a mystery why people are where they are. I saw a cartoon recently. I used it in my last investor class. That was a doctor talking to it looked like a middle-aged, busy gentleman who was overweight. And the doctor said to the gentleman, well, what's easier, finding an hour in your busy day to exercise or being dead 24 hours a day? And I think the point is obviously profound and very clear, and that is obviously that, you know, health is important. I think those are the areas that we cop out the most or make excuses, or we don't want to be honest with ourselves. And it's not that we want to lie to ourselves. We tell taradiddles, little white lies. A great example. I think this is a taradiddle. A number of Americans might tell themselves a little white lie, and that is, I love what I do. Well, I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, how could you get up every morning and do what you do if you didn't at least tell yourself that you enjoyed it? I mean, look, there's aspects of my business, my practice, what I do to provide for my family and make a living that I absolutely love. And there's other aspects of it that I don't like, and I don't know which one weighs heavier, but I will tell you this, okay? When it comes to faking yourself out, the only person that is fooled is you. And I think that in the area of finances with husbands and wives, that this creates the most strife. Let me share this with you. People who say, couples who specifically say they don't fight about money, in my opinion, will lie about other things. Look, the only people we know that are truly happy are people we don't know well. Life is a challenge. I mean, that's what makes it great. The highs are high because the lows are low. And I realize there's times in your life, I'm sure, just like there's been times in my life when you're on some highs and you're on some lows. But the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, you're welcome to it. Some of you may not like to hear this, but the fact of the matter is, people are exactly where they want to be. It's never a mystery why somebody's overweight. It's not a mystery why I'm carrying 25 pounds more than I should be. It's just because of, obviously, habits and other things. It's never a mystery why somebody's broke. It seems like the people that are broke are always broke. Oftentimes what frustrates me about this whole idea of thou shalt not fake thyself out, and it's never a mystery where people are, is because oftentimes the mystery... it's never a mystery, or the lack of maturity and responsibility of someone not faking themselves out bleeds over into the other areas of people. For example, family members. We've all probably had this situation where you helped a family member out, maybe loaned them some money or whatever, helped them out, and all of a sudden you become a bad guy down the road. Have you ever had this? It seems like you're trying to help somebody out and you become a bad guy. And the bottom line I've noticed with this, like family and friends, you don't loan anybody money. You just either give it to them or don't give it to them, because it just creates this dynamic where they almost are resentful that they have this debt and they have to pay it back. And I don't know if that's the greatest example, but you're starting to get the idea. It's never a mystery why people are where they are. And I will tell you, I've said it to my wife for 20 years, that statement. And I remember when I used to say it, she would be, oh, well, that's awful cold or callous or whatever. But 22 years later, when we have these conversations and talk about it, especially with teenagers and kids, it is never a mystery. It's never a mystery why people are where they are. It's based on the decisions that they've made. And what's frustrating right now about our time in history, from a 47-year-old man, a patriot, a veteran, someone who's basically educated himself, pulled himself out of poverty, I will tell you, the rampant lack of responsibility, which is a direct reflection of people's inability to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and get real honest with themselves and be responsible. See, the reason most people don't want to not fake themselves out is because it's a little painful to deal with the reality of what you may have to do to not lie to yourself. In other words, when you don't lie to yourself, there's certain actions that need to take place to follow through. It's kind of like character. Again, this is Paul's opinion. You're welcome to it. The best definition I've ever heard of character is when you follow through with something, when the mood in which you committed to it has passed. That's character, responsibility, doing what you say you're going to do, following through. Look, we're not perfect. Nobody is. Progress, not perfection. But we need to quit, as Americans, pointing our fingers at other people in situations or expecting someone else to provide for us or take care of our shortcomings. And I see it more pervasive with the kids. And I'm optimistic about the younger generation and where they're heading. I'm a big cheerleader for the younger generation, because I just see so much hope and sparks and sharp people and guys and gals that got their heads screwed on straight. But at the same time, I see this underlying error of entitlement. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Who was born at the same time you were, who is yoked, strapped, or burdened with the responsibility to provide the entitlements that you believe that you deserve? For example, an education, a guaranteed job. Look, that's the American dream. That's not an entitlement. It's never a mystery. It's never a mystery if you really look at a situation and say, why is that person in that situation? I have a coworker here whose brother's had some challenges, and we've talked at length about those challenges. It's never a mystery. We can go on and on and talk about family situations, politics, Congress, our debt, on and on and on. The challenge is the lack of responsibility by some, in my opinion, is a huge reflection on the rest of us, and it means that we need to pick up a little bit more weight. And I don't know about you, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired of pulling this train by myself. How about y'all? Y'all's a group of more than one, in case you're wondering. So if you know someone that maybe needs to learn the 11th commandment, would you pass this on to them? Thou shalt not fake thyself out. And if you do, shame on you. And it's not my responsibility to bail you out. It's not your responsibility to bail that person out. Now, hopefully, if things are good in your life and you have the wherewithal, the ability to help people in your community, friends, family, that's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing, and it's a wonderful thing. And I hope that you get high by sharing some of the prosperity, if you have it in your life, with those less fortunate. But the fact of the matter is, they don't necessarily deserve it, and they're not entitled to it. The fact that we're willing to do it is a compassionate and a Christian thing to do. And that's what this country was based on. It's not an accident. It's never a mystery. It's not an accident why people are where they are. That's my rant for this week. This lack of personal responsibility has got to stop in this country. This crying and pissing and moaning and carrying on. Get past it, okay? Get a grip. Get over it. It's time to grow up, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and start taking responsibility for yourself and not expecting other people around you to do that. Now, what's interesting is most of you that are listening to this are probably going championing what I'm saying. You're probably going, yeah, I agree. Let's pass it on to some of those people that got a cup in their hand, all right, and say, hey, listen, why don't you put that cup to work? And I don't mean sticking it out here. Put it in your lunch pail, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, this country was founded on the very concepts of individual freedom and responsibility and forging forward and risk-taking and the whole, this is why people came to this country, immigrants. They came, you know, with the hope of something better. They didn't come with a list of demands, which is kind of what we're starting to see in this country. Anyway, that's Paul's opinion. I feel better now that I got all that off my chest. It's meant to uplift and encourage you. I hope you don't take it the wrong way. And by the way, if you're the responsible individual that's agreeing with me, well, you know, you probably feel the same way I feel. But let's get this ship righted. Let's get this thing back on track. Let's start looking back to generations before us, our grandparents and older people, and saying, you know, what did they exemplify? What was it that helped them get through the Depression and the World War and Korea and different turmoil and, you know, presidents and resignations and impeachments and all that? Well, of course, we haven't had impeachments, but you get the idea. Ladies and gentlemen, we're a country of endurers. We will endure. It's a beautiful thing. But you don't have to endure. Life can be a blessing if you're willing to not fake yourself out and practice the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fake thyself out. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. Have a super day. Share it with somebody else. Pass it on.